Hi, Wanderlusters, and today we're heading off to Veneto in Italy.
Welcome to the Wanderlust Podcast. My name's Janine, and my real passion is travel, and my bucket list is to visit every wine region in the world. In this series, we are heading off from Australia and heading to Bella Italia. I'm speaking to wine experts living in Italy, and we'll share my travel tips on visiting wine regions. So pour yourself a glass, and let's go exploring. The Veneto region is up north. It encompasses the towns of Verona and Venice. In today's episode, it's just going to be me telling you about some of our highlights and our wine experiences. I'm going to be covering off Verona, Venice, and the Prosecco Hills. So let's start with Verona. This was a very quick visit for us. We squeezed it into our itinerary because the opera was on and my friend Susie was a huge fan. We were able to book tickets in about February for the concert kicking off in June. It was an amazing experience walking into a huge Colosseum. Thousands of people were all dressed up. Verona is a gorgeous city. The streets look like marble. It's not marble, but it was just very beautifully laid out. The main shopping district, this paved area in the middle of town, was this beautifully sophisticated. It was very clean. It was just a really beautiful city centre. Of course, like everyone else, you want to head to the Romeo and Juliet balcony and the house. And you even have the opportunity to rub Juliet's boob to bring you good luck and love. So our wine highlights there. As you may have heard Cynthia Chaplin talk about in an earlier episode, the Antica di Bodega del Vino restaurant in Verona has been there for hundreds of years. It's got a huge, thick wine list to choose from. The food was fantastic. The service was great. It was like stepping back into a nice historical venue. I had a really lovely time there. This town is surrounded by wine regions. I didn't have a lot of time, so I booked in a half-day bicycle tour to take me out to Amarone. We only visited the one winery. It set off at about 8:39 a.m. in the morning, and we were back around 1 p.m. The winery it did take us to was spectacular. It had those amphora made out of clay and also ceramic tanks. Amarone is a really interesting wine. The grapes are put into crates for a couple of months and they become like dehydrated. They then have these grapes separate to other grapes that they take off and ferment straight away, and then they blend them and it gives the wine a really rich flavor. And this is wine that can be aged for a really long time. In Australia, I do know of Freeman Vineyards that do a similar type of wine. He was inspired by Amarone. So it was really great to go out there, hear how they do it in the traditional way, and to try some of the wines while in Verona. So after Verona, we headed over to Venice. Venice is a fabulous city. It is so unique being on all the canals, no cars. I spent 4 nights here because I really wanted to soak it all up. So many things to see. So here are 3 of my highlights that I did. 1, the Peggy Guggenheim Museum. I really enjoyed that. 2, I got the Vaporetto and I just cruised around. I'd heard a tip that you can sit up the back. There's about 4 seats that is under the roof, but not in the enclosed area. And if you can get one of those seats, then just sit there and do the whole circuit. It might take a couple of hours, but it's such a wonderful way to cruise around all the canals of the city, see the other boats. I really, really enjoyed that. And my 3rd one is visiting the Galleria rooftop terrace. It's near the Rialto Bridge. You must pre-book. You cannot turn up there and get in. The tickets only open 3 weeks in advance, so get on and book a 15-minute slot. We did this and it was fantastic. These are the highlight photos of my time in Venice. Up on the rooftop over all the other buildings, it was fantastic. And the Galleria Shopping Centre is pretty nice to walk through and check out some of the beautiful wares inside. But onto the wine. Now, Venice might not be known for its wine, but there's 2 great things that we did there. 1 was a food tour. We did this great one with a lady that has lived in Venice her whole life. She took us to all the places that she had a connection with, I guess, like the first place that she had ice cream at when, as a little girl. She took us to great bars and got traditional types of food, and I really enjoyed that. While everyone goes to Murano and Burano, the Murano is the glass island and Burano is the fisherman island. If you get off at Burano and just walk across a little footbridge to the next island called Mazorbo, there is actually a wine resort there. It's called Venisa, and it has this fascinating story of a man who went for a wander around there, and there's a church, and he realized that there was vineyards in the church grounds there, and somehow he acquired the land and restored the vineyards. And some of the vines there are grape varieties only found on this island in the Venice Lagoon. It's a really beautiful spot. It's actually got accommodation as well as two restaurants, one quite exclusive restaurant. And we went to the Osteria, which is the sort of mid-range restaurant, I suppose. We had a beautiful lunch there. So we went out and visited some of the islands. There's also another island further on called Torcello, which has a very old basilica on it. So we had a wonderful morning visiting some of the islands and then had this wonderful lunch. It was a three-course set menu, and each course they brought out different wines. Then we got to wander around the vineyards after. A really, really great experience to do. And remarkably, it wasn't very busy. And this is in the peak season of summer. Well, there was other people definitely in the restaurant. It was not as busy as many other places that we visited. We stayed in the area of Cannaregio, which was by fluke such a great decision because it was only a 7-minute walk to the train station and we didn't have to cross any bridges. And if once you go to Venice and you have to lug your suitcase over those bridges, you'll understand how wonderful that is. We stayed near the Guglie Vaporetto stop, sort of opposite that, so we didn't have to cross the bridge to get there. But over near that Guglie Vaporetto stop is a great little bottle shop that sells wine by the tap, like wine on tap. So you can go in there and he has this massive hose and he will fill up a plastic bottle for you and it will cost about €5. And the next day you can bring that plastic bottle back and it will get refilled again. And for the refill might only be €3. So that was a good little find in our local neighborhood. While we were in Venice, we also did a day trip to the Prosecco Hills. There are several tours to choose from. I was originally looking at one on Viata, but as I had a few friends join me in Venice, we decided to do a private tour. We caught the train about an hour outside of town to a little village. Our guide met us there and she took us to three different boutique wineries. Now in Prosecco, it's quite interesting. There's the DOC and the DOCG areas. As Prosecco became more popular, the area expanded and now includes sort of the flatlands around the bottom of the hills. And that's the DOC area, this newer region. For the people that live in Prosecco, the wineries that we visited, they thought that they weren't as premium as the DOCG. So just keep an eye out for that and see what you like when you try your Prosecco next. The wineries we went to were fantastic. They were very small, family-run boutique wineries. We had the woman of the household meet with us each time, talk us through their range. The prices of Prosecco are so reasonable. I think they started from about €10 upwards. The thing I found very interesting was they discussed about how much the sugar levels were in the wines. And in Australia, that's not something that we talk about. We may talk about the alcohol level, but not so much the sugar level. So that was really interesting. I did find the wines beautiful and crisp, lots of little bubbles, really enjoyable. I'm a huge fan of Prosecco. And the region is stunning. When you think of rolling hills, it really was rolling hills of vineyards, and it was so lush and green. Mind you, this was in June, so in the height of summer, not long before, I guess, harvest starts in October, but it was just so beautiful. We also asked to go past the infamous vending machine. Our guide was not too impressed with our decision to be so touristy, but it was a really fun thing to do, and we bought some little souvenir cups. But we had a really wonderful day in the Prosecco Hills. And if you have time up your sleeve, I definitely recommend going. So they're my highlights in the Veneto region. There is tons of things to do in both Verona and Venice that I have not touched on. And I'm sure that you'll be able to pad out your itinerary. But I hope if you're planning to go that these will help you out. Until next time, happy wine travels.
Thank you so much for listening. You can subscribe now to get each episode as they drop. You can also check out this podcast on YouTube and see pictures of the region and the people I've spoken to. Go to winederlust.com.au, that's winederlust.com.au for everything discussed today. You can also subscribe to my newsletter to hear all about my upcoming events and other news. Till next time, happy wine travels.